You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Hello. My name is Michael Harriet. You may know me from such hit projects as The Internet or The Television. And even some of you may know me from The Podcast. Well, today we are starting a special series on policing, specifically about the mythology behind policing. And that's why I want to welcome you to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that dares to ask the question, wait, how many black people do police kill? So when we talk about policing, you know, it's the way we talk about it is embedded in mythology. And as far as it relates to police brutality and injustice, one of the things that people often point out is how many people, specifically black people, that police kill. And we know that because, like, so what had happened was this would be, okay, actually, we don't know how many people police kill. Like, seriously, like, there is no national database, and you may think you know, but I'm going to explain to you later why that's wrong. But really, there is no specific number of people, or no specific database, or no data set, or no collection of facts that we can look at, and specifically know how many people police kill. And there's a few good reasons for that. First of all, like, the federal government can't keep track because police aren't required to report, like, when they kill somebody to anyone, really. They don't report it to a state agency. They don't have to report it in many states to, like, officers don't have to report it. So we're left in the dark about how many people police kill. Now, what we do have is a snapshot, you know, like that Washington Post series that has been going on since 2015. It's called Fatal Force, and it has been, you know, charting police killings. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But that gives us a snapshot, kind of like when Pew Research does a poll and they, you know, poll 2,000 people, and that poll can give a representative sample of how Americans feel about a certain thing. Now, those sample sizes, whether it's researchers, surveyors, or the police data that we do have, that gives us a snapshot to know that police do kill black people disproportionately. But we don't really know how many people police kill. Now, that Washington Post Fatal Force thing that you, like, people always point to. If you look at that, if you look at the details, it doesn't count how many people police kill. It counts how many people are shot and killed by on-duty police officers who are not federal law enforcement agencies during the year. Right. So that's all. Just shot and killed. So, for instance, right, George Floyd isn't on that list. Eric Garner wouldn't be on that list. Tyre Nichols wouldn't be on that list because they weren't shot and killed by police officers. Before I arrived at the Griot, I was part of a team that actually tried to count how many people were killed by police every year. We worked with a group, a site called Fatal Encounters. And what we did is we would try to just count how many people were killed by police using media reports, police reports, a number of methods. And we discovered that it was really hard to find out how many people were actually killed by police each year. But there are a few things that we did know, right? So we know that there are people who are never counted. For instance, if you're tased to death, you aren't going to show up on most of those lists. If you're beaten to death, there's even a category called fell from a height. That's never counted. These people I call the uncounted, right? And there are a bunch of these people. For instance, right? So when you count police officers who were killed in the line of duty, they also count And people that know don't know this. They also count like COs, correctional officers in prisons, right, in jails. And technically, those people are law enforcement officers. But when they count people who are killed by police, we don't count people in prison or behind bars, right? We don't count the people who are beaten to death by COs. We don't count people who died in custody, whether it is in prison or in the back of a police car. We don't count people who are run over by police officers. Those people aren't counted, and there are a number of those. For instance, you know, there was a 12-year-old girl run over in St. Louis by a police officer who was trying to run down somebody for tinted windows. He literally broke every bone in her body. But that 12-year-old girl, Akilah, was not counted, right? And not only are people who are hit by police officers uncounted, but police officers are allowed to shoot people when they're in their cars, right? Like, there's a whole thing among policing called using their car as a weapon. If you're behind the wheel and your car was still running, they can shoot you because they can fear that you're using your car as a weapon. A lot of times, those people aren't counted, or if they are counted, they are counted as people who were armed when they were shot, right? If you die from asphyxiation in the back of a police car because they left you back there too long, that doesn't count. Here's the thing, right? Let's say there's a shootout or a standoff and there are people outside watching. Well, if the people, the bystanders, an innocent bystander, and this has happened also to a little black girl, if someone, a bystander, an innocent bystander is shot, if that person is shot during the commission of a crime, even if that person is shot by a police officer, the person who committed the crime or who the police officer was trying to stop is charged for that crime, not the police officer. Sometimes people die for unknown reasons. And if the family can't afford an independent autopsy, the coroner or the medical examiner has the choice of whether or not to see if police did kill them. Forensics cost a lot. So sometimes they don't even check. And here's the thing, like a lot of other people don't know. Medical examiners and coroners aren't always like doctors or scientists. Like, there are a lot of places in this country where you just get elected. Like, there are people who like work at funeral homes who get elected to be the coroner or the medical examiner, or you can be appointed, right? So again, we don't know how many people are killed by the police each year. And what's interesting about that is not only isn't there a national database for police killings, there's also no database for how many people police shoot every year, how many people are brutalized. Now, the University of Illinois at Chicago is putting together a list, and they estimate about 85,000 people per year are hospitalized or put in the hospital because of injuries sustained during a police encounter. For medicine killed 1,000 people every year and put 85,000 people in the hospital, we take it off the shelves, right? But we don't even consider doing that with policing because we don't know. And it's better that police, and it is better for police officers who are murderers that we don't know, because we really don't know the extent of the police brutality problem. Now, here's the problem with everything I just said. Why do we talk about police brutality in terms of people who are dead? Like, we'd never count the people who survived. Now, even though we think about police brutality and police killings in terms of who died, one of the things we have to acknowledge is police brutality is increasing, but because of advances in medical technology and medical practices, more people survive. So police are doing the same thing or increasing the number of people they hurt and kill because it's just an increase in the number of police. But the people survive more, so we say, well, police killings are about the same every year. Now, they actually brutalize more people, but as medical technology increases, more people survive. And that's why it's kind of hazardous to say, like, you know, there's that stat that police killed more people in 2022 than any other year. Well, we don't really know that, right? We don't even know if they were more brutal. And that's because it is quite possible that more people died from encounters with police. But because of COVID, because hospitals were short-staffed, because hospitals were filled, more of those people might not have received the same medical care that they would have received in, like, 2018 because of the shortages of doctors and because of COVID, right? So the reason I bring that up is not to exonerate the police, but to show you that, like, there's a lot we don't know about police brutality and police killings. We know that they continue to kill people, but we just don't know how many people. And I think it's time to find out. And that's why we have to have a national database. That's why you have to subscribe to this podcast. That's why you have to download that GRIO streaming service. That's why you got to tell a friend about this podcast. And that's why we always leave you with a black saying. And today's black saying is, oh, they go 5-0. If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the GRIO app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegrio.com.
You are now listening to The GRIO's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
I'm political scientist, author, and professor, Dr. Christina Greer, and I'm host of The Blackest Questions on The GRIO's Black Podcast Network. This person invented ranch dressing around 1950. Who are they?
I have no idea.
This all began as an exclusive Black History trivia party at my home in Harlem with family and friends. And they got so popular, it seemed only right to share the fun with our GRIO listeners. Each week, we invite a familiar face on the podcast to play. What was the name of the person who was an enslaved chief cook for George Washington and later ran away to freedom? In 1868, this university was the first in the country to open a medical school that welcomed medical students of all races, genders, and social classes. What university was it?
No, this is why I like doing stuff with you, because I leave educated. I was not taught this in Alabama public schools.
Question number three, you ready?
Yes, let me try to redeem myself.
How did we go from Kwanzaa to, like, these obscure...
We got a sport, darling.
This is like the New York Times crossword from a Monday to a Saturday.
Right or wrong, because all we care about is the journey and having some fun while we do it.
I'm excited and also a little nervous.
Oh, listen, no need to be nervous. And as I tell all of my guests, this is an opportunity for us to educate ourselves, because Black history is American history. So we're just going to have some fun. Listen, some people get 0 out of 5. Some people get 5 out of 5. It doesn't matter. We're just going to be on a little intellectual journey together.
LaToya Cantrell?
That's right. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
Hercules Posey.
Born in 1754, and he was a member of the Mount Vernon slave community, widely admired for his culinary skills.
I'm going to guess Afropunk.
Close. It's okay. Afronation. So according to my research, it's Samuel Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon.
Wrong. Wrong. I am disputing this.
I'm very, 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 very 99.9999 sure that it is Representative John Lewis, who is also from the state of Alabama. That lets you know, Christina, we got some goodness come out of Alabama.
There is something in the water in Alabama, and you are absolutely correct.
The harder they come.
Close.
Oh, wait. The harder they fall?
That's right. I'm one of those people that just changes one word.
I mean, I know the song too well.
I just don't know nothing today.
It's
I'm going to pour myself a little water while you tell me the answer.
The answer is Seneca Village, which began in 1825 with the purchase of land by a trustee of the AME Zion Church.
You know why games like this make me nervous? I don't know if I know enough black. Do I know enough? How black am I? Oh, my Lord. We gonna find out in public.
So give us a follow, subscribe, and join us on The Blackest Questions.